Jesus emptied himself, coming in human likeness. Those were St. Paul's words to the Philippians this morning. It's been debated throughout the centuries whether Jesus' greatest act of love was dying on the cross or becoming human. Which one was his greatest act of love? Dying on the cross or becoming human? But one cannot debate the fact that both acts required emptying himself. What would it mean to empty yourself? I think that emptying yourself means letting go of something that you want to hang on to. Simple as that. Emptying yourself means letting go of something that you want to hang on to. When Jesus became a man, he didn't let go of being God, but he did let go of that invincibility that we lose when we become human. And when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't let go of our salvation, but he had to let go of his life. As we start this Holy Week together, imagine for a moment what it would mean to empty yourself, to make it less you and more him. Let me give a couple practical examples. Imagine this week if you could empty yourself of sin. Tonight would be a great start, if you haven't already, to receive the sacrament of mercy, the sacrament of confession, with our cathedral penance services at 4 and 7 o'clock. This evening. Imagine if you could empty yourself of pride, empty yourself of impatience, empty yourself of anger. Or imagine if you could empty your calendar this week, from Thursday night until Sunday. Those 3 days which we call the Triduum, where we walk together with Jesus. I know, there are basketball games during that window, orchestra concert during that window. I know it's a lot easier for us to close our office on Good Friday than for where you work to close their office, perhaps. So considering what you can do and what you can't do, how could you empty yourself from Thursday night to Sunday? Maybe it means putting your foot down as a parent. The team can practice without you on Thursday. We're going to Mass. Maybe it means emptying your stomach on Friday. I know two smaller meals that put together are not equal to one full meal and no snacking. And what if you just said, I'm going to go to bed hungry on Friday night? Way too many people do that every night. Imagine if you could empty yourself for those days. Jesus emptied himself for us by becoming one of us and by dying for us. This Holy Week, what would it mean if we emptied ourselves for him?